Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 25. Oh wow, we're a quarter of a century. Ooh, look at us go. Yeah. We are a Destiny-themed show that does stuff and things, and I'm sick. Hello, everybody. Let's start this over.
Good afternoon.
We're a Destiny-themed show?
What? You know what? If I don't see you again, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good night. Well, this week we're talking about Destiny. You know who we are. Deal with it. All right. We're big news now. All right. We tweeted to Christopher Barrett, and he didn't respond back. That's how huge we are. So you can just deal with it.
But hey, we have DJ on speed dial. So
Jeed. Remember, he lets us call him Jeed. Joining me this week to discuss the Warmind launch and everything that came with that, I have my ever sensual co-host, Nicholas.
I don't know why I did that, but you know, that's how I that's what my crimson hand cannon sounds like.
If you play that in two times, I bet it sounds like you're saying something totally different.
Play it backwards. Excellent intro.
Also with us this week, we have the effervescent Russell.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Greetings, Guardian.
Should I tell my two stories now that I think are really funny?
Oh, absolutely.
You have to tell them both in one sentence.
Yes, as if they happened at the same time for reasons.
Precisely.
So, what happened? So, Lindsay, I let Lindsay wax my butthole again because I figured at the very least it would end up as a good story again that I could tell for the podcast.
That's exactly why you did it. Sweetheart, come here. They'd love this on the podcast. Guess what? Wax my butthole. I'm sure that's
actually, how the conversation went. She's like, hey, let me wax your butthole. And I'm like, okay.
Your wife and I need to have a conversation.
I feel like my wife and I need to have a conversation.
That's the okay you hear when they're like, we take the trash out. You're like, okay. Can I wax your butthole? Okay.
So I let her wax my butthole. It was much more the same. Pain, crying, tears, that kind of thing. So I'm sitting there. I've got my cheeks spread. And she's like, oh, I didn't get it the first time. Here, let me try again. And I'm like, I don't think so. I can deal with so much pain, but I think you got the goods. It no longer feels like Velcro on my back nine. So I think we're good.
This is making me uncomfortable.
Yes.
So she's like, no, let me get more. It. I'm like, no, I don't think so. But I'm keeping my butt cheek spread because the wax, it's more like duct tape. Is the stuff that she uses because it's like a strip, but I guess it already has the wax on it, and so it's like it, but it's basically duct tape. So I'm keeping my butt cheeks spread because they're sticky, and
as
if
you
I
do.
Let them go, then they stick together. So I'm holding them open, and she's fiddling around behind me, and she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna rub this stuff on it, which will
actual fiddle,
which will make it unsticky," and I'm like. Okay.
She's playing I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General on the fiddle
and
behind you.
So I kind of feel her back there messing around. And then all of a sudden, this searing pain occurs. She freaking took tweezers to my butthole hairs.
Oh, God, no. Surprise tweezer attack is the worst.
So much worse than the actual wax. It felt... It felt like somebody had ripped my soul out through my butthole.
That's what happened.
It was the worst. I
so when die. She went in there with the tweezers, would you say your butthole and your taint were on either side of her nostril?
They probably were.
We need to do another one of those.
Oh my god, that was so good. I went back and listened to that the other day.
Can we do one tonight?
Oh, I don't think we'll do one next week for the Nerd Talk. We've got way too much to shove into this show.
I didn't die. Oh my gosh, I just fell off a huge
cliff. Well, I hope not.
Cliff.
What a horrible thing to put on your headstone when you're dead. He died doing what
died
he loved.
By butthole relaxation.
Oh my god. Well, last week, ladies and gentlemen, we had...
Wait, no, there was a second story.
You can tell that in
a
minute.
There was a second story.
That's too bad. I don't think we can handle both in a row. Or is this the pooping story?
Yes, this is the pooping story.
Okay, I'll
Wait,
allow
what?
it.
Okay, so I was using the bathroom earlier today, and I was pooping, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I hear this kind of thing above me, and then all of a
It's a
sudden something
rat.
hits my back, and I look over to the right of the toilet. A freaking cricket fell from the ceiling, fell out of the vent that's above the toilet onto my back while I was pooping.
Did it start talking to you? It's the real question.
I'm your
It told me that
conscience,
if I
Russell.
worked real hard, I could be a real boy. And then I got freaked out and squished it.
Wow.
With your butt
Well, now your
cheeks.
dreams aren't going to go. Yeah. Just
With my
clenched
butt
them
cheeks,
tight.
because they're squeaky smooth, I was able to work them out by clenching the rest of the day after Lindsay pulled my butthole hairs with tweezers.
Oh my God.
Just because she didn't, like, inadvertently give you a hemorrhoid by pulling the skin.
Yeah, right.
It hurts
Russell, what
so
happened? I
bad.
think I don't want to tell you, doctor. Let's just pretend it was a natural thing. Yeah, let's move on. That's a cool thing to do right after that story. Speaking of crickets falling on you
You're
while you're
all
pooping,
welcome.
Warmind launched. I know last week when we had Sentinel Pappy on, we talked about the exotic weapon changes. Mostly, I want to dive in to the campaign. Do we want to stick with what we did with Curse of Osiris, Nick?
What did we do with Kurt? I don't even remember what I had for breakfast this
That's
morning.
true. If you recall, on the episode where we talked about the Curse of Osiris campaign, we mostly made just guttural sounds to describe how we felt about it all, the overall experience.
No, we should make we should, because we've all been like I bought the Rosetta Stone for Swahili. You guys have been studying, right? Like,
Oh,
I mean, I got
absolutely,
that a
duh.
month and a half ago.
Yeah,
Oh,
dude.
well, of course.
Of course. What
I
kind of
mean,
fun
come
do you
on,
think I
okay.
am?
In your best Swahili, tell us your thoughts. Brett, you first.
Wow.
Yeah, right, you first.
I don't know if I can do that. See, we just started getting a market from that part of the world for our podcast. And I don't know if I want to lose them like I did India.
Oh, it's a
I feel like I have to
disaster.
make a hard pass.
It's fair.
I'm gonna have to make a hard pass.
Russell?
All right, let me
Or
loosen up
better
here.
yet, we won't do this Swahili because I know let's be real, you have not practiced at all.
All I can think about
Indeed.
when you say Swahili is that scene from George of the Jungle when they're like, "Rich white man, fallen elephant poop. Now we lay our heads back and laugh." Ha
Now it comes to part in classic comedy when we throw our heads back and laugh.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Ah.
No, so here's the thing. You both have to give me your thought. This is serious now. This is like totally.
Oh, okay.
You have
Oh,
to
this
give
is
me
for
your
reals.
thoughts on Warmind as Jaeg.
Oh,
snap.
interesting.
That'll be fun with a sick voice.
Exactly. Just wait till
Oh, I
Jaeg
don't
is a
know.
cold.
I
Okay.
can't do Jaeg justice though.
I don't care. I didn't ask you to do him justice. I asked you to tell me about Warmind. If I want
Whoa,
justice, I'll go to
whoa.
Judy.
Whoa, Nick,
The
whoa.
Or the
Bring it down a
People's Court.
notch.
The Russian robot frightens me. There you go. That's all you got.
Rasputin.
Rasputin, I have no equal. Well, that was really boring. I'm glad we did
I
that.
am the guardian of all I survey.
That was so amazing. No, let's just start,
I
Nick.
can't.
Just
It sent
how'd you like the
chills down my
campaign?
spine.
It felt like a return to Destiny.
I absolutely agree.
It did, and I have my thoughts about the lore implications. Oh my God, they introduced a worm god and we killed him in a story mission. Shut the fuck up, fools. Do you remember nothing? We'll talk about that later.
Oh, absolutely.
But I thought there were a couple moments during the campaign where I felt like, and my outlaws just beat Spitfire, so yay, suck it, Alex. Anyway, there were a
I would
couple
like to
moments
invite you to suck it.
where I feel like there was almost like a cutscene that was missing. And so, like, can we give the full-on spoiler disclaimer?
It's been out for a week and a half. I think we're fine.
Okay. When you first arrive at Rasputin's core with Anna, And the door opens, that iconic door open moment. It's Zavala standing there. And so, like, they have their little bicker
Whether
match,
we
which I
like it
thought
or
was
not,
kind of cool.
we've walked into a war with the Cabal.
Okay, thank you. The Devil Splicers. But anyway, we go from that and talking about Rasputin to our ghost going, we need to find out what's doing that. And then Zavala says, something else woke up, blah, 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 blah. And then in the next breath, Anna Bray is dropping the name Zol like we know who it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, huh? Like, what did I miss? Well, I didn't miss anything
The
because there was
intro
nothing there.
cinematic, obviously, where she stared him in the face and smirked, obviously.
Yeah, I get that, but like, no, I feel like they could have handled that a little better, and I really do. It really feels like a cutscene is missing. But there was another moment where I felt the same way. I can't remember what it was, but I remember that feeling twice. And no, it was not the fact that I was constipated.
Well, I mean, like, you guys know who Zol is because you guys are super into the lore. Whereas I, on the other hand, I only know it because you guys talk about it. And I'm like, who's Zol? And you guys are like, oh, he's this guy and he does this. And I'm like, you're doing? That's great.
Yeah, I felt so sorry for you when you finished the campaign. You were like, yeah, this was kind of lame. And I was like, oh my God, if only he knew what these people were, that moment would have been way cooler. Because you were just
It
like,
wasn't
yeah, we
lame.
shot this dude and he was kind of cool looking, I guess. I'm like, do you know who he is?
It wasn't lame. I was just disappointed in the final battle as far as like mechanics go.
Do it
That's
as a
all.
strike. Because it's one of the heroic strikes where you fight Zol and the
Oh, is
Wolf
it?
Thousands. Oh my God, it's a different. There
Really?
are
Yeah, that
adds,
would be
like
very
it's
different.
crazy. The Nokris fight is also a Nightfall or
Oh,
a strike.
man.
That's the
The
Nightfall
Nokris
this
fight was
week.
hard enough by myself.
That's the Nightfall this week, and Brett and I tried to two-man it, and we nearly got our buttholes waxed.
Oh, nearly. Like, they were starting to be waxing, and then, like, the ads came out with tweezers, and we started puckering, and we were scared.
But so, I loved that. I loved the end. I've already said it a couple times. That end cinematic where Rasputin, like,
Oh,
finally
yeah.
reveals himself,
Oh, my
and like
God. Amazing.
basically reintroduces himself to humanity and is like, "Listen, kids, I'm your protector. You built me to do a job. I am going to do my job now." Period.
Well, and he's
Like.
basically saying that I'm not listening to anybody anymore. You guys are, I'm the guardian, right? And you guys can do whatever the heck you want, but this is what I'm doing. And
Oh,
it and
exactly.
it's terrifying because he's no longer, well, I mean, I don't know if he ever was necessarily, but he's not even attempting to try or to make people believe that he is serving humanity. Other than what he desires and what he wants.
Well, we know
It's
back
like
from the
Ultron
collapse.
and the Avengers.
Kind of, but I would say not necessarily. It's more like Jarvis in the Avengers. If Jarvis, oh, it's like Vision.
That's a good point.
It's like Vision. Because like we know what he did during the collapse, and I mean Rasputin fought with everything he had until it got to the point where, okay, like literally he made the tactical choice of abandon my prime like operative. What humanity perceived the prime operative to be, to actually allow himself time to come back and truly carry out that operative or directive with the guaranteed chance of success. Because against the darkness, with the traveler, being under attack and seeming to be withdrawing on all fronts, Rasputin would have been standing alone against the darkness, and rather than do that, he decided, okay, well, we're going to have to lose this fight to win the war. And he withdrew completely. And, so he's going back to what he did. Like, he's already done it back in the Golden Age, and when the collapse first began, he already fought for humanity. But now he's literally going, you built me to do a job. You now are not the people that created me. You're the ancestors of the people that created me. You don't know what I'm capable of. You don't know how to use me. You think you know how to use me, and you think I'm a weapon. I'm more than a weapon. Let me do my job.
It was a very
Well, it
humbling
seemed much
experience
more
as a guardian,
sinister than
I'd say.
that to me.
The
It seemed
moment
much more sinister to me.
to me that seemed not sinister, but very threatening was, I am Ras I was like, Ya Rasputin, and then him saying, I have no equal.
Yeah. Well,
And it
and
was
two,
like, ooh.
the fact that he used Guardian instead of anything else, it
Well,
almost seemed to imply.
he was built to be the guardian of humanity, though. Because when he was
Right.
created, guardians didn't exist.
Right. But still, because Guardian is what we have been termed as bearers of the light of the Traveler. And so to take that mantle upon himself is almost a little the fact that he uses that term specifically, I wonder if it has any tones. I mean, because to me, I don't know, this is wild speculation, but there was always that big chunk missing out of the Traveler. What if he's taken on the responsibility of the Traveler because the Traveler has gone dormant? I mean, just
Well,
because
the
the
Traveler
Traveler
woke
is
up.
awake now. Well, yeah, but just because he's awake now doesn't mean that Rasputin's ready to trust him again, especially since it seemed like the Traveler might be getting ready to leave. I mean, was Rasputin the one who put that big chunk out of the Traveler in the first place?
Speculated. People, because there exists a line of code in Rasputin's logs that we've seen through the grimoire from Destiny 1 that was basically Rasputin writing a program for if you know basic like programming if this then that if the traveler tries to leave I will shoot him down he needs to stay like this the
Right.
gardener basically cannot leave the garden is essentially like the gist of what he was saying in the log because the gardener is what Rasputin calls the traveler in his code so he was doing preparing but we don't know if that's what actually happened if it is what actually happened good for him, because otherwise the traveler or the guardians would have never been created and humanity would have been destroyed completely.
Right. Well, I mean, so then that goes
So
back to, does he consider himself the first guardian? You know what I mean?
he was.
Like,
Well, he was, yeah.
I mean, that's accurate. So
I mean, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Is he going to try to usurp our role and in some cases perhaps end up subverting us or subverting the traveler?
Wait to be
I
seen,
think
really.
there is a very high probability with the September expansion that we'll be getting a fourth subclass for each class. And everyone's been speculating since really Destiny 2 launched, like, oh, is it going to be the darkness? Are we going to be darkness guardians? Brett and I were talking about this yesterday.
That would be
I
interesting.
think a very real possibility because Rasputin tells us, I have no equal. Okay, well, the Traveler imbued thousands of fallen soldiers with the light to protect
Yeah.
humanity. What are you
Yeah.
going to do? Is he going to give us his power? Are we going to be infused with power like the Javelin?
That would be ooh.
You just
Is
did
he
something
going to
awesome.
give us an alternative to the light to defend humanity? Like, I was very humbled. And like shaken seems like such a dramatic word to use for a video game, but I don't give a shit. I was shaken by Rasputin's like proclamation. And him saying, I have no equal is like,
Oh yeah.
okay, the traveler was here. The traveler did amazing things. Ultimately, we fell under the protection of the traveler. Humanity lost almost everything. Now, Rasputin has had thousands of years-ish, I think, since the collapse. Or hun we'll say hundreds just for the sake of argument. He's had hundreds of years to stop and tactically analyze everything that happened, all of the enemies that we did face, all of the enemies that we faced since. And now he's deploying all of that knowledge and all of those technological and tactical improvements all over the solar system and beyond with thousands of warsats.
Well, and here's
And it's
something to think of. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to
oh,
interrupt.
I was just gonna say, like, I feel like a machine like Rasputin capable of making that choice to throw the fight so that, basically lose the battle to win the war, which, I mean, tactically speaking, that's a very smart move in a lot of cases. If he's ta like if he's what's the word I'm thinking of? If he's smart enough to make that call, or knows not to make that kind of call unless you can actually come out of it on the other end, him saying he has no equal, I think that carries a lot more weight than people are thinking it does. And that
Well,
he's got the like he's got the walk to back the talk.
oh yeah.
That
Well,
Warsat
and
moment, that Warsat moment almost like tears. I was like, oh shit. Oh my God. And he's still launching them right now as we speak. He's launching more Warsats. But anyway, okay, I talked for like 10 minutes, I'll be quiet.
Well, and here's something that occurred to me just now, and again, wild speculation, but Rasputin and the Traveler woke up at the same time, so to speak. I mean, this is the first time we've actually come where we've heard Rasputin speak in D1 or D2, and it also happens to correlate with when the Traveler woke up. I wonder if both of them were preoccupied with each other. I
Well,
mean,
I can
wild
say,
speculation, but
yeah,
if
I can help you
it,
there, 'cause the pulse of light that washed over Mars when the Traveler woke up, that
yeah.
woke up and tampered with the Hive that were frozen on Mars, because the freezing that happened, it was a very unnatural freeze. There's a couple audio lines from Anna, and in the comic and in a couple lore dumps that Bungie did before the expansion launched, the sudden drop to sub-zero that froze that part of Mars, that was not natural, and it was Rasputin. He had it was the Borealis something, and it was basically a defense mechanism he had in case his core was attacked. So the Hive, Zol and Nokris included, were suddenly like they came to take Mars from Rasputin, and he froze them for hundreds of years. Himself too. All that he had in operation was his off-world submines all throughout the solar system, like on Earth
Wow.
and
Okay.
another location on Mars. So it wasn't that he was preoccupied with the Traveler. It's very likely he didn't know the Traveler was awake until very shortly before Warmind.
Well,
So for
because
him, it's even scarier now because, like, oh, the Traveler beat him back into the game. How's he going to feel about that? I think we know. We're going to launch thousands of Warsats and
right.
make an open declaration. So I said I was going to stop talking. Oh, sorry.
No, dude, you're fine. You're fine.
Penis.
Just for me, real quick, through the campaign. Back to a comment you made 25 minutes ago.
Mom.
when you said that it felt like destiny, because me and you did basically the majority of the campaign together super late at night, and that exact phrase probably left my lips like 7 or 8 times during the whole campaign. I was like, we'd be going through a tunnel shooting stuff. I'm like, this is destiny. And I'd see something crazy. I'm like, this is destiny. We found Rasputin. I was like, this is destiny. I was, oh my God. If you could definitely tell that Vicarious Visions have been working on this since the Taken King. There are so many tropes from Taken King that it's just, oh my God, it's so the planet itself, Mars as a location when you go around just feels a lot more, I mean, real, I guess. You know, like the locations in D1 were always expansive. They felt like a real place. And you know, some of the ones in D2 have been cool, but I didn't think about it until going around Mars. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is destiny right here. Like, there's all these sublocations and weird little things to find, and you know, enemies everywhere, and different just random coves to get places that don't actually have any reason to be there, just to add to the world. And then you have all the public events happening within those spaces at different levels, even. Oh my God, Mars is fantastic! But yeah, I
I
loved the
agree.
campaign. I didn't feel like it, like. Oh, I got in a nice little Twitter fight. There was a lot of people, complaining, oh, the campaign was too short. And I brought the point that I was like, when has a Destiny campaign not been short?
Well, it
and
was
the
longer
immortality
than
and
The Dark Below and The House of Wolves.
exactly, which is technically where this
Oh, a lot
expansion,
longer.
this DLC
Neither of
lands in.
which gave us a patrol location.
Or a
Both
leather place.
Osiris, both Curse of Osiris and this have been more extensive than the House of Wolves and the Dark Below.
Which
Or
is
Rise of
the
Iron.
exact role they're laying in, you know.
Or Rise of Iron.
Rise of Iron's campaign is very short, and it was kind of stupid.
Well, I liked it, but that's not what we're
Like
talking
I
about.
liked
Okay, too.
I liked it, but I don't like the Iron Lords. So
Well,
the
and
lore automatically was like for me.
sorry, Saladin's the Titan,
and
so I
just
immediately liked them. Saladin.
and to speak to those people that said something about, oh, we killed the Worm God in the vanilla campaign. To me, especially in Destiny 1, when I didn't have like. Or something, because you guys we didn't play a lot. I
I
never got
think
to do the
Overwatch had
raids,
launched.
so I never got to boss was the at the end of the game, right? Because then it's like, and then the raid layer is another thing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
So
you
there
got.
was
I'd never really looked at it that way. You got closure to a story that you,
right.
in the previous method, you would have never gotten closure to.
Exactly. So the closure that I needed without having to go to a raid and get a six-man team together, which is hard enough to do now that we have a substantial clan, and go and do it. So I like that. I was just disappointed. Like the fight with Noctis was awesome, and
Yeah.
I felt like it was the main boss, the ending boss fight. Zol wasn't. I don't know why. I just felt very disappointed with Zol as a boss. Mostly because, so he's big and he's in charge, but he has this weak point. It didn't feel as personal as the battle with Noctis. It didn't feel, and that's the only complaint that I have about the campaign as a whole, because I enjoyed it. It was
Yeah.
long enough. There were a few missions there, and there's enough there to keep me interested. But I think it's a decent expansion. For $20, it's nothing bad. You know what I mean? I think it's worth $20. I was just a little disappointed in the battle with
Well,
Zol,
the thing to remember
just
with
a little.
Zol is he's the main two things is one, he's the weakest of the worm gods. And two, we were empowered
Right.
by Rasputin during that fight.
Well, sure. But still, as the ending boss to
Yeah,
the
I can understand
campaign,
that.
I
Yeah.
expected him to be more than he was, especially considering right after the fight with Noctis and when he's tunneling through and he talks it into your mind, and it's like, holy sh this is a bad thing.
That scene alone makes me, and well, that scene alone is enough cause for me to believe that it's
Right.
not over, let alone if many other things that I've talked Brett ear off about, and you too to a degree, Russ. But like we have not seen the last of Macris and Zol on anyone, lore masters of Destiny. I'm looking at you right now. That says otherwise in their videos needs to review their own ramblings about the Hive and the Ascendant Realm.
Right.
It's true. What was
I
that
would
big
like
gate
to.
behind Nokris? Wasn't that? I feel like we've seen that somewhere.
You try walking through it pushes you back, just like the gate on the Dreadnought. Oh my god, that's so weird.
Wasn't there like a whole
Oh,
quest chain where you had to get Ascendant so that you could travel to their realms, that you could kill
just to.
them forever? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah,
Or am I
oh,
making that up?
so weird. And the gate closes rather dramatically, before you kill Nokris. Oh, and then
Yeah.
there's that whole bit about Nokris being a necromancer, but we're just not going to pay any attention to that. Just don't worry about
Yeah.
it.
And then wasn't there some kind of like enemy type in that fight that had a certain name that connected with something else? What was that? I
Oh, what
can't.
was it?
Or am I making that up?
Thanatologists? Yeah,
What does that
Thanatologists.
make?
Yeah. Oh my god, that goes back to a just on order warlock in the tower there called the Theononauts. Yeah, study death, what happens to the guardians when you die.
So are you
Or
saying
just a sweet
that
little bean.
Nokris was a necromancer, and that the enemies with him Where enemy types
Study
study
death.
death? And
Oh
he that
no.
means he's permanently dead? I don't know.
Wait a minute. But at the same time, there was that pre-campaign lore dump called the Apocrypha that talked about, Noctis's capabilities. And then there's also those exotics. I mean, exotic armor pieces. Who gives those? The Zavala hands you. They actually, I mean, I don't know if it matters, but they tell a three-part story about the fact that Nokris says that they will use death to power Zol. I'm not sure that really matters though, because
No,
what is
what do
it?
we
Lore?
know? What do we know?
I don't know.
We're
I'm
just
not.
some guard. That went a little darker than I wanted it to.
That's
Yeah.
okay.
I feel like Nick's a little salty.
I think there's some
I'm
pent-up
not
here that's
salty.
gonna.
I'm irritated.
All right,
I'm very irritated.
so
Penis.
how's your butthole, Russell?
It feels better now, and it's silky smooth.
Oh,
If
good.
anybody wants to feel it.
I would actually.
Oh, okay. I figured you would.
No.
I'm gonna get on a. I'm kind of
No,
curious. Can I take pictures?
makes me think of Zol.
Of course,
Ew.
you can take pictures.
So, if I have too much lighting, is it just gonna be too much glare, or like how shiny are we talking?
Probably.
Is this like
Yeah,
Bruce
you're
Willis's
probably gonna want.
forehead, or are we talking like?
We're talking Mr. Clean. Mr.
Wow,
Clean's
that's
forehead.
intense. That's a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, we're just gonna move on from there, huh? So you finished the campaign. Well, do you want to talk about Anna Bray real quick? What do you guys think of Anna?
I thought she was cool, and
Yeah.
I liked that she was an NPC. Somebody made the comment that they didn't like that you couldn't play like you never teamed up with her, but I feel like she was fine the way she was, and it goes back because I feel like she's rediscovered who she was before she became a guardian, and so it fit much more in her wheelhouse to be that support character because she was a scientist, she was a weapons developer.
Oh, for sure. Well, and she was, it's not like she was just like, all right, let's go this way, and then disappeared. Like she always said, all right,
Right.
I'm going to be over here making this function work or trying to get through here while you do that. And then
Right.
the fact, yeah, she has quests for us after the campaign. We interact with her. She's the NPC. Unlike, Osiris, we finish the campaign and then you just kind of forget he exists unless you're doing the strikes, So
He
I really
appears
liked
every
that.
once in a while, but yeah. I like that she stuck around, that she's there, and that she and it felt very, I've rediscovered who I am, and I'm gonna stay true to that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of there was a, Osiris's campaign, there wasn't a lot of character development. It was more like, I'm Osiris. And then later in the campaign, he was like, I am Osiris. And then later in the campaign, he was like, Panoptes, I'm Osiris. Whereas in this one, it was like, I have questions. Oh, look at that. I can talk to computers. Oh, look at that. I'm with Rasputin. And then she has this like work behind Zavala's back a few times and but still trying to keep a good rapport with the Vanguard at the same, like there's a lot of just different levels of character going on with her, which is cool. In just that air quote short campaign, there was a lot going on. So yeah, I like her a lot. I hope moving forward, me and Nick have talked about this, where like how ex what's the word I'm looking for? How grandeur kind of the end of this DLC story was. And the implications of what could happen, like these characters have got to move forward. If we just never Anna's just always here, standing here at her little console on Mars for the rest of D2's life, I'll be very sad, because I think she has a lot more she could possibly do with this storyline.
Well, I think that there's a lot. Because, they did that with the Taken King too, where you had encountered these characters, you had encountered these beings, and then all of a sudden you saw them as they were defending, and then they even went back to Eris Morn. You know what I mean? Where it kind of showcased her a little bit as well, went back to her as a story. So I think that that's something that we could probably quite easily expect. Oh crap, I'm gonna get
Yeah,
it.
I was actually speaking of Eris Morn, I was kind of hoping she'd pop up here with the hive and all, but I'm sure there's some more dark hivey goodness we're gonna get to in the future where she'll appear again.
Oh, that's
Did you
true. We
just
never
say you
did.
were speaking with Eris Morn?
I said speaking of Eris Morn.
Oh, like, do you have her on speed
But I
dial
do have her
too?
on speed dial, which is like me to call her.
You call her Guardian.
We go bowling on Wednesdays.
Well, didn't she pick up something
Choose.
at the end of the Taken King? Didn't she grab something of
Yeah, the sword, the crystal that we make the exotic swords out of, which
And
is the
she basically
remnants of
goes on
Oryx's sword.
some adventure to find more out about the hive and the implications of certain things that come up in stories. And so she's going to come back at some point, and it's going to be a super hype moment. Or she's going to be really bad, and we're going to be like, oh, God.
There's a oh, I can't remember where it is, but it's basically like a letter from her to what's his name? The
Cade.
douche on Io.
Cade, she's like,
No.
I love you so much, and I always have. Please come to me. Oh, no, wrong letter. Okay.
No, it's the douchebag on Io. What the hell? Ashermir.
Oh, Ashermir,
Talking to
yeah.
him. It's just before the Red Legion arrives. She it leaves the tower to go and look for, because she knows the hive are coming. So she goes to find them and kind of get us any advantage we can. Any
Yeah.
advantage she can, sorry.
For sure. Well, that's a little point that a lot of people missed, was that she'd said she was going to leave before the Red Legion got there, because everyone's like, well, she's not a guardian, so she died when they attacked. Like, she wasn't there. So she's
She
definitely coming up
was
again.
very much gone.
Yeah, oh yeah. So how far have you guys got in Escalation Protocol?
I got past the first level the other day.
Ooh.
Wave 27.
A liar face.
I've almost made it to level 3, so that's exciting.
Really? Wow.
I made it
Yeah.
to the beginning of level 3.
Oh, did you? Wow,
Mm-hmm.
you
Oh,
guys
that's
have made it
awesome.
a lot farther than I have.
Well, usually what'll
It's
happen is I'll be
crazy.
doing like a public event, and I'll be like, there's like 9 people here, and so I'll just go start it like the second the public event ends, and I'm like, you're stuck with
Oh,
me
yeah.
now. But I
That
know there's a lot of
hurts.
people that are finding out you can, basically land in one start in one part of Mars, have a friend jump back and forth between the other one and where you are until you're in the same instance, and then have another friend do that over and over until all three of you are in the same instance, and then just invite people to your fire team, and then you have a 9-person group in the same instance
Oh, yeah,
communicating
that's
with
a
each
really
other.
good
Yeah,
idea. As long
so I
as you
need to
don't
try
leave
that.
that specific region, then yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, I actually heard a funny story. Someone, who was it? What was this? Oh my God, it was on Barely ADS. But he was like, I was playing with my, I think he said it was his daughter. And he's like, she was literally in the room next to me. And we couldn't get connected for like 45 minutes going back and forth. And he's like, how much closer in region could we possibly be? Just connect us already.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah,
Ooh.
I want to try that one night. I think that'd be fun. Or
That
just
would
do
be
the tried
fun.
and true. All right, go over, press the stick. Options, interact with Guardian, send message. Hey, please invite my friend.
No.
Yeah, nope, not happening. So we'll just do that. I'm
Yeah,
sure
ain't
there's like a
nobody got
bunch of
that kind
groups
of
on
time.
like LFG sites that are just like figuring out ways to get everyone again, just going in there with like 15 people. The Escalation Protocol, I can only imagine.
LFG stands for looking for goblin.
There's a lot of goblins that are searching for traps and rolling low and going, we're all clear here. But,
Great Critical Role reference.
right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Critical Role again.
Well, let's smooth ourselves in to this week at Bungie. May 17th, 2018. Do you like us this first line? We watched Guardians become legends. Get it? Because, like, that's the tagline from Destiny is become legend. And then one of the Crucible ranks is legend. So they watched they watched Guardians become legends. Oh my God.
I feel stupider having listened to that explanation.
Perfect. So let's see. We
You said
have
stupider again.
just a quick description here, and then we'll dive into the meat of
Stupider
this.
is a
But
word.
players
No,
have
it's
climbed the.
not.
Players have climbed the ranks of
You're not a
competitive
word.
Crucible and earned the title of Legend, which is the highest you can go in competitive already. Clan Redeem earned the title of World First for the third time in a Destiny game when overcoming challenges found in the Spire of Stars Raid Lair. Numerous fire teams have completed 7 waves of Escalation Protocol and earned some sweet loot in the process. Man.
I really want to do that.
That's the thing, and that's the fun part of like, we were all laughing when we did our our live thoughts on the Bungie live stream when the Vicarious Vision guy was like, we challenge you to find everything and complete things, and, you know, Daddy Jeed was like, careful what you ask the community to do, because some guy got, you know, the Ormond's Anvil in the first 12 hours the game was live. People have already in the...
Well, what the hell is Ormond's Anvil?
Or not Ormond's Anvil. Oh, my God. That's a great gun. Redric's Claymore. I'm sorry. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. What did I miss?
Ormond's Anvil's the auto rifle from Iron Banner last season, which is really good. Redric's Claymore. Thank you, Nick, calling me out.
Sorry.
No, that was good, because I totally messed that up. Wrong gun. Which was the gun you get from the competitive playlist. People already got that in the first 12 hours. In less than a week, people already made it to the highest you can go in competitive. And it's just, it's crazy how certain players can just sit down and just wreck everything there is to do. And
I'm
there's still
45.
A large group that's trying to make through. Nice. So the big thing, honestly, the big 2 points for me from the TWAB, because most all of the rest of it is just like, here's some bug fixes and here's what happened in the game. So the two things for me, which is really all I'm going to cover, is the new roadmap and then Iron Banner coming up next week. So with the new roadmap.
I want those ornaments. So
I know. Oh.
Part of me is actually kind of sad. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I forgot already.
Okay. So coming at the end of this month, May 29th, that's not too far away, we're getting our faction rally improvements. I'm sure probably in the next week or two we'll get a TWAB that has everything they're doing for that. So look forward to those. Crucible Labs, whatever that could mean. Hopefully that's something they've kind of done in the past with like Halo, where you can like make your own PvP content. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Like, have all the... Well, I mean, you think about, like, what they do with the Infinite Forest, where they just had all the, you know, thousands of textiles, and then they just had it randomly generated. Like, just give us a hold of that. That'd be kind of fun.
Right. Yeah.
A Crucible map where it's all just the boosters that launch you in the air, just everywhere. and then, at the end of this month, we're getting our fabled exotic armor sandbox changes. So that's exciting.
Part of them.
I'm super pumped. That is that just part of them? Oh, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because part
right.
two is in, yeah.
Yeah, they just didn't say part one for that one. You're right. Thank you, sir. And then in July, so that event we didn't know what it was going to be called that they're going to add for seasonal events. We now have a name and still don't know what it is. But Solstice of Heroes seasonal event will start in July. And once again, I'm sure in the next few weeks or maybe the next month or so, we'll get whatever that is going to be. Bounties are coming back to the game in July. The expansion 1 and 2 oh. Raid Lair Prestige Mode. PC Clan text chat, knowing her. This one's kind of cool. Year 1 Triumphs. And remember Age of Triumph? Huh? Anyone? Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, that's coming. And then Exotic Armor Sandbox Changes Part 2. So there we go. That's going to be an exciting July. And then September, I don't know if anything's changed
this
here.
Is my
but
birthday.
That's when Year 2 begins. Year 2, Season 1, that'll be the next expansion. Gear collections, records, weapon slot changes, weapon randomization, new gameplay modes, and more yet to be revealed. So, this summer I'm excited for. Whatever they can do to faction rallies to make it better than what it was, whatever Crucible Labs is, and then after how amazing, when we talked about it on our last episode, how amazing the exotic weapons have been, I can't wait to see what they do with the exotic armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have high hopes.
Yeah, because they really pushed it way, way farther than I thought they would with the exotic weapon changes. So I'm super pumped for that.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Next section, I'm just going to skip everything else because all we care about is that and Iron Banner returning to us. Oh, yeah. The game is, I think Iron Banner is going to be control from 6v6 control from now on, is I think what they said a couple of
hours ago. It'll be such a hit.
Yeah,
it's
huge. I love
control?
It. That's all.
I hate control.
So Iron Banner control.
Yeah, but you liked it
so
when it was 6v6.
Yeah.
I like 6v6. I'm not a super big fan of control. I mean, it's an okay. It's not my favorite.
It's my favorite. I love
just,
control.
What's it called? Where you kill each other.
PvP.
The Crucible.
Shut your
Iron Banner.
Mouth.
Is private matches? No, we're just trying to answer your question.
No, the playlist where you just kill each other and you have so many lives per team and
deathmatch.
Oh, you think supremacy?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Oh.
No, it's not supremacy. That one's
supremacy.
All right, so the way in which players earn rewards have also been updated for Season 3. Saladin will feature a similar reputation system to Vanguard, where players can climb the ranks by turning in Iron Banner tokens. Each reputation rank up will lend progress to unlocking desired rewards. So if you haven't noticed, if you go to, like, the Vanguard and stuff to hand in your tokens for doing Nightfalls and Heroic Strikes and stuff, it's not just buying stuff for X amount of tokens or just handing in for a random reward. You actually have a reputation level that as you get higher and higher, it unlocks different parts of the loot pool. So it's going to work like that for Iron Banner. So there's a picture here with quite a list of that. Actually, I believe that got after the Traveler woke up and once everything slowed down, he was arrived at Curse of Osiris. Because really, we're the only ones worried about that things then. The rest of the tower was doing some community work. Brought some younglings up from the town. And they built a pool.
Not the younglings. Town.
The so, town.
The town. Well, half of it was destroyed, so it's not a city anymore. It's just a town.
The municipality. The last municipality.
The last municipality. We hold the line here. But,
at the last municipality.
So like we get new emblems and new ships and sparrows and some weapon ornament or not, some gear ornaments in the loot pool there. So you have a picture here of the new guns. Once again, I mean it's all reskins, but instead of just having the same gun with the gold Iron Banner symbol on it, like the whole paint job of the gun is Iron Banner, which is pretty cool. Looks like pretty cool. I'm excited to try out that sniper rifle.
I just want to get the Iron Banner itself.
Right, just run. I just want to use that giant metal sigil behind Lord Saladin, like in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and just roll through crucible matches.
Dark salad bar.
So let's talk for a second about these freaking ornaments, dude.
I don't wanna.
Oh, all right. Well, then we're not going to talk about these freaking ornaments, except for the fact that the Titan one makes me look like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that.
Well, I like that they've gone. So I do like that they have. So the first set was very samurai, right? Mm-hmm. So they're taking. It feels like they're taking inspiration from warriors in history. And so the first one was very Japanese. Armor type, which I'm not a big fan of Eastern type armors, so I wasn't super excited about those.
That's racist.
Racist?
No, it's just it's an aesthetic thing to me.
It's an aesthetic thing to you. Oh yeah, wow.
You know what? You guys shut your fat whore faces.
Wow. Is that what you're...
I don't have a fat whore face.
I'm not gonna
have a skinny whore face.
So anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted.
So the other day, guys, so good. Cyrus. Go ahead.
Russell.
Screw you and your little dog, too.
Let me try and get caught up. You didn't like, you're racist, and then the new ornaments are coming out. Keep going. I'm caught up.
I'm gonna give up.
You're going to make him go away. He's going to leave us.
I'm leaving the party right now.
He's going to become one of those people that doesn't have a family anymore because of us.
Mommy.
I'm going to become a drunk.
Mommy, where are you? You're going to become a drunk? Okay, continue. Ornaments.
I like the look of... You know what?
I was segueing you back in. You just rudely interrupted my segue that I rudely interrupted you at the beginning with.
You are a horrible person.
You guys are terrible. You know
I'm
what?
Just trying to
Screw
help.
It. I'm not saying anything. Nope.
All right. Well, you rudely interrupted my segue after I rudely interrupted you, so it's your own fault.
He doesn't like Eastern armor. Do you like Russell, I have a follow-up, like, other additional feedback.
You're not getting an answer.
Supervisor. Do you, like, what is the aesthetic that you, I can interrupt you, what is the aesthetic that you, if you could pick one for Iron Banner to have inspiration from?
Oh, for, like,
one culture, one time period, etc., what would it be?
Nordic.
Like, Skyrim Nordic?
I mean, I guess kind of. I mean, I like the heavier appeal, but like, a titan with huge horns that comes out of the top of their head, kind of like a Loki helmet. That would be freaking sweet.
Ooh, but the warlock should get Loki horns.
That's true.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Warlock.
Kepri's horn has a giant horn.
But
Isn't
Gimli doesn't
or like
bother.
Lord of the Rings dwarvish armor. That kind of aesthetic where it's big, it's bulky, it's plated.
Like
I kind
very
of like that.
geometric design cues, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I like that aesthetic. But I like for Destiny, I like what they've done with the well, especially with the current ones, which are kind of a little bit more European in feel. And the Warlock one looks awesome. Although I will say that the Hunters have the most awesome armor set out
Out
of
of
all of
the
them
new
just
one
now.
announced or season
Yeah, out of
two?
the new ones. Yeah, I like it how it's a Because.
really like armored up hunter, so which is pretty cool. There's not a lot of hunter sets that do that.
Brett, what about you?
I'm not biased or anything, but the Titan one's the best.
No, what
That's
time
false.
period, you dingus?
I'm thinking like maybe like 1700s colonial America would be awesome.
Can I get a cute little suit and snare drum to play into battle?
Exactly, an
You
older.
joke, but actually that would be pretty
It's
sweet.
Yeah,
That
I
would be
know.
pretty cool.
Because I wasn't joking. Why would you infer that? God, Russ, you're such a dick.
No, okay. Does anyone
Takes
care
one to
about
know
mine?
one. Huh?
Hey, Nick, what time period would you like to see?
I want Greek, like ancient Greek, so everyone's
Ooh.
naked.
Toga, toga. Oh.
Toga.
No, naked. Gladiatorium arena. Everyone
Naked.
fought naked.
There we go.
That would actually be really cool.
A hunter jumps over you with quick fang and his dick just slaps you in the face. Whoop, ah!
That'd be me. You're welcome.
Please, for the love of God, don't teabag me. Oh, God.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Oh. Oh,
You're
that's delicious.
welcome.
That's
No,
delicious.
in all honesty, though, I would probably pick Egyptian.
That would be
Ooh,
cool, too.
oh, that'd be cool.
I could see them doing something with that. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
But now I can't help but think of Curse of Osiris, which makes me sad. We
Well,
look
and
at
that's
like
kind of what I was
Vigilance Wing would
hoping they
like
would
use
do.
that off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
So.
kind of dig that Iron Banner is just like a separate thing though. Like it'd be cool if it kind of worked with like the theme of whatever expansion we were in. But I kind of like that he just shows up. He's like, "Nope, it's my own thing. Deal with it, guys." Because
I think it
technically the
helps
armor
keep
we get
the
is
aesthetic.
yeah. Well, it's technically the armor of ancient Iron Lords is what we're getting.
Right.
So. And then I like that they went with the theme of, and I think we talked about this probably the first Iron Banner episode. I remember this conversation. Where we like the fact that they're basically taking ideas from the fact that there'd be Iron Lords in different parts of the world that would take their armor from themes from history in that part of the world.
Right.
And that's coming through to us, so I really dig that.
Yeah, they have their Jesus cannons and they knock them all over the place.
Basically. We'll just go with it. Sounds good. Sounds
Idea.
great. But yeah, I'm super pumped. So that is next week. 6v6. Speaking of specialty PvP things, doubles is going on this week. And it is a lot sweatier than it was during the Valentine's event. It's nuts in there. I liked it better when, air quotes, the game was dead and there weren't as many people in the playlist. Me and Russ did really good in doubles, and I tried to do it the other night, and it was
You get your butt handed to you.
every single match by a lot. It was intense. But I like doubles still. I'm just not good at it this
Well,
time.
it's just because you didn't have me.
That's a good point. We
That's the
should do doubles
reason.
sometime and see if
You're
that's a
too busy
problem.
getting your butthole waxed.
That's true. Dude, maybe you can do that at the
No, I won't have
same
to do that
time.
for another little while.
I want to hear that live. We could do that as an exclusive.
Oh my
This
gosh.
episode, Russell's gonna get his butthole waxed
Oh
live.
my gosh.
That's a
No.
great idea. We
I
can hear
like it.
Lindsay in the background shrieking.
Just
Yes, I'm
giggling.
a mad person.
Throwing
She
hairs
would be
around.
too.
Fly, my pretties, fly!
Oh, Go get him. And your little dingleberry too.
Your little dingleberry too. Oh my god, that's awesome. Alright, so before we move forward into Russ's segment, is there anything else we want to cover that we've kind of done in the last week with DLC 2?
What are you guys' thoughts on the collectibles and the like? This week is 2 of 5 for the Nascent Dawn, so it's like we've got a 5-week time gated like quest chain. It's gonna get us something pretty sweet.
I like the idea. Well, and one, I just mainly I just, more quests is good, more content that comes from the current content you're in and not from just like random things here and there is good. I liked that it wasn't just the campaign was over and that was it. Like, I still had a few more hours of just regular like run here and there stuff for Anna before I even got the like the big equip this weapon and do heroic strikes quests, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think the reason I don't think the campaign was that short is because I kind of put those with it, since it didn't feel like it was separated, you know. It kind of went hand in hand, but that's
true.
And then I really like the music boxes, how those work, and how it gives how the description works to go try and find it in the local area, and then you can hear the music and it gets louder and louder when you go around, and
right.
Then the discs you shoot with the different burns is really fun too, to find those everywhere. And that some of them are
discs.
The data arc. Yeah, those things. Yeah, those are really cool. I didn't even know those were in the game, and then we were doing the campaign, and like one happened to be there, and I shot it. I was like, immune? Oh, it's red. And I just instantly switched to solar, and then I was like, okay, that's really cool. There's how many of these things? All right, I'm down. That was a fun idea. And that's another thing that, you know, you can tell comes from Taken King. There are so many collectibles in Taken King that were just
classified
everywhere.
Fragments.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Oh yeah.
Would you? Do we really want a quick touch on this? The whole Valkyrie Javelin real life quest chain that Vicarious Visions has seemed to send the Destiny community on.
Oh, absolutely. Go for it, dude.
So props to the Raid Secrets Reddit and a couple of individuals whose names I don't know because I'm not that savvy with cheeseburgers. Vicarious Visions and Bungie led players on a real-life quest chain, more or less, that started all because somebody spotted a symbol that was Rasputin's Warmind logo with a couple locked, like a keyhole, and then a couple branches that come off from it that looked like keys. And they found a couple different ciphers to decode lines of text that are found throughout the game on Rasputin's monitors. And it led them to a real-world location on Sleeping Beauty Mountain in upstate New York, where they found a geocache with an actual life-size replica of the Javelin Lance. With a coded message. I'm not kidding, Russ. With a coded message from who appears to be the Exo Stranger from Destiny 1, who is now all but confirmed to have been Elsie Bray, Anna Bray's sister. So, yeah, and the quest's not over. There's still more that needs to be decoded and another location that needs to be visited. I don't want to go into too much of like the what was found story-wise and what the implications are until we have a complete picture.
Oh yeah, dust confirmed for sure.
But suffice it to say, like the most important part, important thing that I gleaned out of it was, like, the Exo Stranger was telling us, the Guardians, that tell Anna that Rasputin's first attempt was in the right location but at the wrong time. And then now there's a new set of coordinates that lead to somewhere else, and there's more ciphers that need to be found to decrypt and decode more hints during the game. I mean, it's fucking nuts. I don't know how these people found what they did. The Reddit community on Raid Secrets and even codes, I think the codes read it. Like they came, I mean, we crossed and transcended into a community of people that don't do gaming, but they're really good at reading patterns and like breaking codes. I mean, it's insane.
Well, and
It should
how
also be
quickly they
noted, like,
discovered it too was just nuts.
right within a week, Vicarious Visions has, and they're near Sleeping Beauty Mountain in upstate New York. Vicarious Visions has a replica of the Javelin. The player that decrypted and was actually able to visit the coordinates in real life has a replica of the Javelin, and Bungie has a replica of the Javelin. All three of them had different codes on the head of the spear. Those codes, I don't know if that's been decrypted yet and where that takes us, but that's the next step that they seem to have found.
Yeah, oh my God, it's
It's
crazy.
freaking crazy,
And
like
those are the
real life
only three
coordinates.
spears you can, like, in existence.
Like, you
So
can't
there's
go
one of
buy
the two
one.
studios, and whoever went and picked it up, like, he's got
I
one of
want that
three of the only
spear.
ones in the world. That's so cool.
People are like, "Can you post detailed pictures so I can make a duplicate?" Like,
Well, and can you imagine if he ever decided to sell that, how much it would go for?
Why would you, though?
But
Because
yes,
astronomical I would pass that down to
figures
kids,
would be
my
thrown around.
because
If they tried to sell them, I'd come back from the dead.
times are hard.
And it'd be like, Rasputin! And then they'd freak out.
Yeah, Rasputin.
Every time they try to sleep, I just lean over the bed and go, whether we like it or not, we've stepped into a war with a cabal.
Isn't that the line from Sepix Prime, Devil's Lair?
Yes. Moving on.
I miss Devil's Lair.
I do too. Oh my God, so good.
The strike that basically said to you, this is not gonna be easy.
Russ, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on that you've done in Destiny before we move on to your segment?
I mean, no, I've unlocked. I haven't played in like a week. I need to get on and
Tell
do
us
the milestones so I
why.
can help power up. I've been playing Conan Exiles
Which we'll talk
all
about a
day,
lot
every
next
day.
week. I want to
Oh
hear all
yeah.
about it for sure.
Gosh, it
I'm
is
gonna give
so
you like a
amazing.
lot of time to talk about it next week. I want to know.
Oh my gosh, Brett, I am just. There are so many things.
We'll talk about it
Like
next
that
week.
crocodile.
If I get you started, it won't
Okay.
stop. That's next week.
I
Okay.
know.
Then let's do your beautiful, beautiful short summary of our last D&D session with Hat Trick.
Okay, so to keep it short, you guys didn't die. And
Okay,
moving on.
that's a first. The end.
No. So the last time we left Hat Trick, they had just solved the case of a
Sorry, I'm
ghost
just thinking of like
murderess.
a detective book. Hat Trick and the case
Yeah.
of
The
Okay,
case
we need
of
to
the
write those.
doctor.
We need to write those. All right, go ahead.
Murder. No. The case of.
The case of the sympathetic turtle.
The case of the bag of holding.
Yes.
That's really what that boiled down to. Anyway, so they woke up in the morning, and they we had a couple of people that were missing. So Tinnok was investigating rumors, trying to find where some of his story pieces. And then Daggerland wasn't there, so he is still missing. So nobody knows where he is quite at. But I think I have a an idea of how I can reintroduce him in a way that kind of makes sense.
He crawls out of the
As
bag of holding. It's like I've been here the whole time.
I've held my breath for a long time.
Long.
You know, actually, I
No,
have an
don't do
idea for
that.
that.
Don't do
Anyway,
that.
If I swear to God, if that mind flayer brain comes back, I'm gonna hunt you down and kill you in Texas.
Can you imagine
I
if
just.
Jayek actually does like lean in the bag to think of something, and all of a sudden Daggerless is just like, surprise!
Jag would poop.
Into the bag.
No, just right there, little turtle pellets.
Okay, continue, sorry.
So the group decided that they needed some money, so they went out looking for bounties. First, they went to go visit Fatima to get a to
The
get
bow.
Jag's bow, which is called the Morin's Sein.
Sure. You wrote it.
I know, it's actually Gaelic. It means a thing.
It means a thing.
It actually means mini arrows.
Oh, that's
That's
cool.
what it means. So it's the Morin Sein. And so they collected that from Fatima. They pulled out some gems to get the loot that the value that they had pulled from the ghost ma or the man with the ghostly wife's house. And they, how much did you guys end up getting for that? You guys got quite a bit, like 5,000? 500.
What?
500.
I'll take 5,000. Brett, he said it. It's on record.
Sweet. Let me go to D&D and change that. What did I sell for
You
5,000 gold?
no. I can quickly make that disappear as long along with many other things.
Wow.
So the Fatima was really interested in the gems, and to collect them, she bought the rest of the loot. They talked. She
Because
started at
Jive's a good
500.
businesswoman.
Chayag is a good businesswoman. She lowballed them, and then they talked her up to what, 600 GP, something like that,
650, I
six seven
think.
hundred,
I think we
something like that.
did 700 total.
I think it was too. I think it was 700 total. So they collected that, and then they decided that they needed some more gold to possibly gear up and to investigate other things going on in the region. They found a parlor named the Fabulous Quetzalcoatl.
No, you gotta do it correctly.
The Fabulous Quetzalcoatl.
Thank you.
The proprietor of this establishment is just wonderful.
Very flamboyant. I
Yes,
love
the proprietor was a
it.
dragonborn with robes of many colors and wore
Very
gemmed
proud of himself.
earrings, and
Good branding. Really good branding.
he thought he was very fabulous.
Naturally.
At the fabulous Quetzalcoatl.
which he said with almost every breath. And so they found they found a bounty that they had known about previously, but I guess this reminded them to collect flail snail carapaces for Fatima.
Which sounded easy.
Nick, you are breathing super heavy. Are you masturbating?
Yes, no, if I was doing that, you'd hear it.
You're going.
Is that only me? Okay.
So they decided to journey into the wilderness of Mare Porto, which is the province that they're in, out of Hellgate, to look for flail snails. Jayag was able to pinpoint them rather quickly because they leave behind a glass trail. They journeyed into the wilderness, which is kind of a mix between a jungle and a forest. It's not quite human enough to be jungle.
A four uncle.
There are oaks and other things like that, so it's kind of an amalgamation between the two. They made it further in. They went up this hill and they found this flail snail in front of what appears to be some kind of abandoned temple with large stone pillars and a dark interior. They faced the flail snail, they got a surprise attack on it, and then they rushed in. They got blinded by it and mesmerized by its shell of many colors. A couple of them took quite a bit of damage. I think Alanon almost went unconscious, and then Brett, you almost went unconscious too before you got healed, or did you take a second wind?
I took a second wind.
Took a
Yeah,
second
it got
wind.
me down to like two, and I was like, not today.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty, which is it was kind of funny because when you guys were talking about it, they were like, "Oh yeah, this will be super easy. It'll just be like a quick fetch quest." I'm like,
What? Because it sounded, when he
"Oh."
said, explained it, it sounded like it was just like literally going to be some like weird looking snails. We're just going to walk up and like, let's just kill five of these and go back to town and.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was a
It
pretty
was
hard
not.
fight. They did they you guys did really well though. I mean, the surprise attack was really good idea. It
Knocking it
has a
over.
naturally yeah It has a naturally high AC, so unless you knocked it over, it was not going to come out until you guys were close enough to attack it. So it was just gonna stay. It was like a 20 AC, so it was just gonna stay turtled up. Plus, you guys did quite a bit of damage to it. You had it bloodied pretty quickly. So they killed the flail snail, and then they heard screams from inside the temple. And we'll pick up on that on Sunday.
And where can they find it on Sunday, Razzle?
Oh, you can find it at
Plug me.
twitch.tv/ElmerFudd.
Oh, you failed it. All right, never mind. You're never allowed to plug me again.
Is that not correct?
I guess we'll find out later on. Ha ha ha!
Oh, dang it.
Damn it. Ruined it. Ruined it. Man, Jesus.
I'm not good at this. I
Yeah,
hardly
that was a
even know
fun
what the
session.
tweeter is.
The tweeter.
The
I'm
twitches. The
glad. twatter.
I'm glad that you guys have fun. I have fun with it, and I get really into it. And I love that you guys so recently. Clay has been exploring his background a little bit more. He sent me a lot of information. I know Brett, you've been working on yours for a
Really?
while.
It's
And
been
so
fun to
I'm
write
just
again, that's for sure.
the best thing for me, and the most exciting thing for me is the fact that I've created a world that is inspiring your imaginations. That makes you go, ooh, I would like, I want to write. I want to develop a backstory that fits more, that I can, fit into this world and do these things. And that makes me super excited as somebody who's created this. That's like the best thing for me is that
Oh, that's
it
awesome.
like triggers something in your minds that goes, ooh, this would be super cool if I did this thing. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, the last time I did a bunch of writing was a bunch of like just fan stories, right before Gears of War 3 launched, I think.
Oh my God, I love that game.
It's so good. But when I was working security overnights, I would just like write.
Oh,
I
yeah.
actually found it the other day. I wrote some chapters and stuff of an overarching story, and it was actually pretty good going back and reading it. But that's the last time I've actually like sat down and did a lot of writing. So it's been really fun to
Right.
kind of turn that part of my brain on again. Wah, wah, wah,
Yeah.
wah, wah, and then, write again. It's been
Right.
fun.
I love
Oh, indeed, lads. All right. Well, anything else we want to cover here before we start wrapping the show up?
I like jersey knit sheets.
Oh, that's a good point. What kind of thread count?
Jersey doesn't have a thread count.
Well, for some of us that can't afford it, or just trying to pretend we know what you're saying, let's just move
Jersey
on.
knit
Let's just move on.
titties.
Hey, Russell. What kind of sheets do you like?
I actually like bamboo sheets because they're super soft.
Bambi sheets? I like human
Bamboo.
skin.
Mate, yes. Dude, I mean, how many times have you slept on your
Human
own
skin
arm
is a
and
close
wet? That's
second.
super comfy. I would love sheets like that.
Hardly ever, because my arm falls asleep and then it becomes very uncomfortable very quickly.
Well, then it's like a pillow because you can't feel the pillow. You're just laying on a skin pillow.
No, it's uncomfortable. It's not thick enough to give my neck any support. It's the worst. I have,
Oh, I guess.
so,
When
I
you
have.
get fat like me, you'll have plenty of support for your head. You'll be fine.
Well, I'm getting skinnier, so.
Then you're failing.
I have a silicone pillow, so it's like laying my head on thick boobs all the time. Very
I
nice.
actually send me a link to that. I might be interested. That sounds nice.
It's actually a for real pillow that's guaranteed not to go flat, and it is amazing. I
Until
love
past
this
the age
pillow. I
of
take
50.
it. Yeah. No, then it just sags.
Feels
But for
bad.
reals, the pillow is amazing, and it can scrunch up super small, so I usually take it with me on trips and stuff.
I like it. Well, before we wrap up, let's just do a quick from what we've experienced so far. We haven't been in the raid lair yet or anything. Just with your experience so far, Nick, let's start with you. Let's just give it like a rating out of 10, just what you've experienced as a Destiny player.
Oh, out of 10, what I've experienced as a Destiny player.
I haven't gotten into escalation protocol yet, really. So I'm gonna go with a 7.9 out of 10.
Okay. I dig it.
Once I get into EP, I have a feeling it's gonna jump up to like upper nine.
Once we're able to get into
Because.
the raid lair and stuff too, yeah, we'll definitely have to revisit the scores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Russell, where are you sitting? I know the game you've been waiting for forever came out at like the same time, so it's been rough for you kind of balancing the two, but how have you felt it so far?
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't get Conan Exiles until a week after, so I played like a solid week on Destiny. I would give it, and I don't know if you guys are gonna hang me out to dry for this, but I'd give it a high 7 out of 10. It wasn't perfect. There were some things that I feel like could have been better. Plus, it's an expansion, and I feel like it's hard to give an expansion a high number because it's usually short. It usually doesn't contain a lot of things that you would see in something that would give you a 10. But it's a high 7. It's very good. It's very playable. You should get it, and play it because it is fun. It's great. But yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people playing right now, so it's really cool. Like, I'll log in and my friends list is like playing Destiny 2, playing Destiny 2, playing Destiny 2, Destiny 2, Destiny 2, Destiny 2, Destiny 2. It's so exciting to see again.
Yeah, there's at least 10 people playing. It's a reason to come back, and it's a reason to keep playing. I mean, I've always enjoyed Destiny. I mean, with the overall, so like with both expansions and Destiny 2 as a whole, I'd probably give the game a high 8 out of 10. Especially with the improvements that they've made here recently. But yeah. The end.
I dig it.
What
For
about you?
me personally, and I'm like, it's hard to give scores because like a lot of my score comes from just having fun with friends, which I guess is hard to like score a DLC with, but I guess you can. But I mean, I would easily give it like 8 out of 10, I would say. I mean, obviously, there's some things here there that they could definitely add, in addition to that. I mean, a lot of them are things that are coming, but there's some things that could add to make it better, but for the most part, like, the best part of Destiny is shooting aliens in the face with your friends, and I'm doing that right now, and it just feels good to have the community in a good place, and the story was really good. There was moments you can ask Nick where well, before we jumped down to fight Nokris, we were like, I don't want to go down there.
Dude,
Okay, all right, on the count of three, you count. No, you count. I'm not going down there. Okay,
that
one,
whole
two, three. Okay, ah!
Nokris was
Mission was just pure
probably,
gold.
for me, that mission was probably a 9 out of 10. But the other missions weren't quite on par with it, which is why I probably scored it a little bit lower. But that fight with Nokris is worth buying the DLC for because it is hard and it's cool. And he is a cool enemy. Like, I loved his, what's the word I'm looking for? His character design.
Oh, his model? Yeah. Yeah, he
I
was
thought his
scary as
character
hell.
design, yeah, he was very cool. Where I feel like Zol was kind of, eh. I
Well, the
was not
thing I
very scared
liked,
of Zol.
the kind of fun part with Zol is, yeah, it was easy, but having that, like, shoot inside his mouth felt like an old arcade game. It was kind of fun to, like, go, oh, look, shoot at the glowy bit. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that felt very, and that's probably why I didn't like that. I felt like there are games that do it better, and this one did not. It felt very, yeah.
I hear
Anyway.
you. Also, in the Nightfall against Nokris, fun fact, as the fight goes on, he moves around the room more, so that's fun.
Oh,
That's
that's
kind of scary.
that
In the story mission, he
was
just kind of stands in one spot, and in the Nightfall, I mean, it's probably in the Heroic Strike too. I haven't done it in the Heroic Strike, but in the Nightfall version, as you get further along, he's like, "I'm gonna roam around and follow you point blank around the whole room," and so you're just
Oh,
like
see,
moving rock
that's
to
the only
rock.
way I survived is by hiding behind the flipping pillars or
Right?
the rocks.
But like
Well,
you'll
Brent and
watch the
I,
top of
when
his
we did
head
the
like coming
Nightfall,
around a rock and you're like, oh God, he's right there.
when Brent and
He
I did the
saw him.
Nightfall, we ended with a score of 0. Oh, wow. Because of
Because we were in there
Nokris.
for so long. Shout out to Gunbait101 for coming in to save the day at the last minute.
God.
Oh my God. Even if he sat there and played
The bunch of
popcorn,
titties.
ate popcorn with that emote half the time he was there, but it still helped. There's another target to shoot at.
I
All
love
right.
I
Go
love
ahead.
that they added an emote wheel so you can edit which emotes you want to display, because I was always frustrated with, the cool emote is the only emote that you ever use and there's only one of them. I like that you can now map whatever emote you want to whatever button you want instead of being locked in.
With the emote thing, actually, a fun tip, or just fun fact. So, the facets, the Eververse facet. So it says you can only carry three at a time, and they come. You earn one at the beginning of the week, but they can also be a random drop from chests and stuff. So, if you do it, like I've already spent four facets this week, so it's not just like a save up for 3 weeks in a row and then spend them all. Like, you could. I don't know where it caps at for a week, but I would assume it lets you, if you're playing to grind to get
Three.
them to drop, you can go up to 10.
What do the facets do exactly? Because I still
The
don't
facets
understand.
cap at three, though.
No, I've spent four this week. You can only hold
Right, but
three
they.
at a time.
Right, they. Sorry, that's. Yeah,
Yeah.
their capacity is three.
Yeah, and I said that, yeah. So the capacity is
You know
three, but
what?
if you
I
keep
don't listen
spending
to
them,
you talk.
you could do all 10 in 1 week if you're grinding like crazy. So, fun fact. But yeah, so the facet there, Russ, is that so each week it gives you a card with 10 items from the Eververse. And then you earn stuff normally from buying, like every time you level up you get the engram for the Eververse and whatnot. But so at the beginning of every week you get a free facet which you can use on the card, which then gives you one item off the card, and then it checks it off, so you'll never get that item again. And so the capacity for it's at three. So at first it sounded like if you wanted to spend all three at once, you had to wait 3 weeks and then do it. And so then what we've discovered now is it can actually drop from chests and stuff. So if you just keep grinding and spending them, you can probably do all 10 in a week. So
Interesting.
yeah, like an extra way to earn Eververse rewards instead of just leveling up, which is pretty cool.
An extra way to have it your way at BK.
So that she doesn't have to send the whole shipment back to Fenjet.
Change the whole ship back
Well,
to
thank you
Fenjet.
for joining us for Just Some Guardians, episode 25. Good Lord, that's crazy. Five away from 30. Five up from 20. Those are numbers, and I sounded smart because I said them. When we do this show live, you can find us on
I stopped listening.
twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGcast. You can send us emails with questions, concerns, pictures of Dick Cheney to justsomeguardians@gmail.com. Posted to our Twitter is a link to get into our Discord. Jump in there. If you want to talk D&D, that's where you can find Russell, and he's in the D&D channel all the time. Go in there and talk to
Pretty
him.
much.
Nick, where are you at, bud?
The Twitter's at He Who Fights, or the PSN at capital HWF dash the number 7 force. Don't ask. It's a terrible username.
One of those
He
usernames you
who
make when you're
fights.
14. I like
Well,
it.
He Fights is cool.
Yeah.
HWF 7 force. That's just a long story. I shared a PSN ID with someone. We combined them. I did the dock this
Darkness.
week bombed
Them.
Well, that just sounds like a terrible idea.
One gamer tag to rule them all. You can find me
One
on
gamer
Twitter
tag
and
to rule them
Twitch
all.
at Elmer Fudd Games. A double M double D. That sounds
Double
awful when you're
D,
sick. That sounds terrible.
double P,
Let
double
me
Q, double
let me
F,
just
double
let me have
R,
some
double
get
G,
some
double
water.
M, double P.
Oh my god, I've been sick all day. A
Oh,
double M
I
double. It
just
doesn't sound better. Let's move
spun.
on. All right, that's
Nope.
fun.
Just.
My Twitch is where you can find when we do our D&D sessions on Sundays. At what time, Russell?
7 Eastern, 6 Central, and 5 Mountain.
There we go.
Mountain Man time.
And I will stream that with all our beautiful faces and a wonderful overlay given to us once
Overlay.
again. Shout out to Gunbait101, you sly devil, you giving us all that support. We appreciate you.
Sly little devil.
Oi,
Sly little turtle.
oi. Russell, take us out in the correct order.
He gave me an avatar, which is beautiful, so I'm going to give him another shout out because the avatar that he gave me for Discord is amazing.
Wait, what? You got an avatar? Where the fuck is my avatar?
Well, you have one in Discord. Russell was using the base, like, if you're in Discord, you
Oh
don't
yeah,
have
I
one, it just gives
affected
you the
Grand
controller.
Jury.
And so
And it was
that
there
triggered
apparently
Gunbait, and he's
irritating
like, "I'm
him.
making you one, so deal with it."
Yeah, that was pretty much how that went. And I was like, okay. Join us next week for some mutual chaos and utter incompetency on Just Some Guardians.
Oh, look at that. And I did check. We don't have iTunes reviews before you cycle. That's good.
Well, you better. Well, I just thought I'd start my own.
No, I appreciate it. It's just usually like during, like at that point, where like, check for iTunes, and I'm like, oh god, talk amongst yourselves. I actually
You
had
don't
to pull
sound like you appreciate it. It sounds like you're complaining.
Yeah.
So this is awkward.